All right, Kevin, you've talked about, I think, the realistic template for this team moving forward. Get the type of starting pitching and the type of relief pitching they've gotten most of the year. And get a big swing. And maybe in the process, put together a big inning. That's exactly what happened tonight. 3-0 win for the Blue Jays over the Boston Red Sox. Vladdy with a 3-run home run. It's the second time this year he's homered in consecutive games at home. It's the fifth time this year that he's homered in back-to-back games. To say that this was a tonic, Kevin, would be a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, sometimes pitchers can set it on a tee for you. And by what I mean by that is, if you noticed in that inning, after an 8-pitch walk to Bo Bichette, he battled, right? He did exactly what he did. That's what we always talk about, right? Pass the baton. Hopefully a guy runs into one. Sort of everything come together, right? 8-pitch walk, video board showing Vladdy taking a slider to Venus, standing on the mound. They have a mound visit. You want to get ahead of the next batter. They know exactly what we know, that he punched out on 3 fastballs yesterday. If I'm Vladdy, it's about as simple as it's going to get. What are you looking for, Jeff, first pitch?
Fastball.
Where are you looking at it?
Middle.
He got it and he didn't miss it. I mean, it's really that simple, right? In big situations, you try and simplify it that much, right? Know what's going on around you. I'm watching the video board. I know what happened to me yesterday in the same situation. I know who's on the mound. I know a mound visit. I know what just happened before me. You walk to the plate, you get it. It's timing. It's rhythm. It's effortless. It's simple. Ball goes where you want it to go. You help a team win a baseball game. It's real simple.
Yeah, it's remarkable, too. That inning started with Alejandro Kirk doubling and then getting thrown out at third base. I mean, I guess you could say he was thrown out at third base, kind of chased down at third base. I don't know how you'd throw out. Yeah, I don't know how you describe it. But Dalton Varsho getting on in the field as choice as a result. As you mentioned, Bo Bichette drawing the walk off Brian Baio. And then Vladimir Guerrero Jr. homering. The other side of the story, the pitching. Pete Walker said something interesting to you about Jose Berríos a couple of days ago.
Yeah, he's the freshest guy they got. Like, you can tell he's walking around the mound. He's got a little jump in his step. Like, you can – everything's connected, right? He's over the rubber, which is a big deal for him. When that's why he's eliminated the windup, so he can consistently be over the rubber. And, you know, when the foot hits the ground, the hands out front, the release points there – it just looks like he's got a little extra vinegar in everything he's doing right now. The velocity's up on all of his pitches. Glove side command tonight for me was the best we've seen in quite some time. The two different fastballs he's got. Right, he threw the front hips two-seamer to the lefty, which is always a big deal.
No home runs, Kevin.
Yeah, no walks either, which is a giant deal, right? You command. You, for the most part, he pitched ahead. I mean, he could have been a little bit better with that, but having that good a command, living on the edges, having the extra tick in velocity, you get the early lead, right? You can attack now. You're not nibbling anymore. This is what's a big deal, right? You just got to give your lineup a chance to give you an inning so you can take a little deep breath out there, exhale, attack the zone. You go 7 innings, and, you know, this is – I think right now, predictability. You're sort of expecting, I don't know, I want to say you're always going to get 7 innings from him and this kind of thing because of what the last 4 starts have looked like. He's given up some home runs and, you know, just the quality of the 2-strike stuff against the lefties hasn't been great. But when he's fresh, he's got the extra little velocity, the location's on the edges. He's got the front hip 2-seamer to the lefties. He's tough. He's going to give you a chance most of the time, and that's called predictability. And, you know, last year he probably couldn't have done that. Just didn't have the mechanics to do it. This year, this time of the year, the adjustments he's made off the field to make him fresher on the field, it's fun to watch.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. It's a winning edition of Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network. The Blue Jays 3-0 winners over the Boston Red Sox, the first of 3 games. In the process, turning the page on that 4-game sweep by the Texas Rangers. It's remarkable how things can change in 24 hours. The out-of-town scoreboard so far looks pretty good for the Blue Jays as well. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, let's go to Justin in Barrie. You're on Blue Jays Talk.
Kevin, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Okay, great. So I guess this question is more suited for Kevin because he played baseball. But
okay, no, thanks. I'll leave.
Okay, no, it's okay. Sorry, Jeff.
All right.
No, so I noticed a lot lately that the Jays are fouling off fastballs. And as a fan, that's just like one of the most annoying things because this team's supposed to be good at really hitting fastballs. So, Kevin, what my understanding of when a player goes into the batter's box, the bat is typically sitting on his shoulder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the player were to flex his wrist, so the bat is now parallel with his chest, if you know what I mean, when he goes to swing at the ball, the bat will be closer to the sweet spot of where a pitcher should be hitting a ball. Is that possible for players to do that? And to then this team would be hitting more home runs based on what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense? Is that plausible? Or is that just something that would screw up with players' mechanics more?
Thanks for the call. Look, I think hitting fastballs is a very individual kind of thing. Some guys can do it. Some guys can't consistently, especially the velocities, the locations, the quadrants. And now you've added the elevated fastballs at the high velocities because pitchers, quite frankly, aren't afraid to walk you anymore. Look, I think you got to buy into that. Most of the guys that are in the Jays lineup, at least for me, other than Bo, have to be looking for fastballs. If you're looking for it, I talk about this all the time on me and Jeff's show. You have to be in an athletic position and have the little separation, right? It's like the fastball that Vladdy hit. Because he's looking for it, because sort of everything added up to, let's not overthink this thing, right? Everything, the mound visit, the video, everything is sort of there to where I can have enough athleticism to give me a little separation from the time my foot hits the ground to the time I start my swing. That, in turn, makes my swing a little bit shorter and quicker to the ball and allows me to be able to hit velocity. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, a combination of some guys can, some guys can't, but the better chances you have of being able to is you have to look for it. And consistently, I don't know about you, Jeff, but I just don't think consistently they walk up to the plate and simplify it enough to just say, I'm looking in this location for a fastball until I get to two strikes.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think that they're capable of doing that, but, you know, we haven't really seen that
this
year. So, yeah, like I said, forget the big picture right now. You know, forget the philosophy. Forget, you know, all that stuff. I mean, we've had plenty of time to talk about it. We spent all day talking about it. We spent all series against Texas talking about it. Bottom line is you got to win the game you're playing right now. And that sounds stupid, and it's a cliche, but in this case, it's not. If you're the Blue Jays, you had to go 1-0 today. See what the out-of-town scoreboard brings. Tomorrow, you try to go 1-0 again. See what the out-of-town scoreboard brings. You've got 14 games left. You've got 81 wins. We've said all along, probably need 91, 92 to get in there comfortably. That would suggest you got to go a minimum 10-4, 11-3.
Jeez.
But you know what? That's
wow.
You can get help from elsewhere too.
Yeah.
I mean, you may not need 91, depending on what the AL West teams do. You may not need 91 to get in to the playoffs this year. So, as I said, it's a matter of taking care of what you have to do in a particular night. And tonight, the Blue Jays did that. Jose Barrios was terrific. Jordan Hicks came out. Velocity was a little more what we're used to. Didn't see 103, but got over 100. And Jordan Romano came out and, you know, very efficient against the Boston Red Sox.
It is amazing how good pitchers can look when they have a decent lead. Don't have to be 7 or 8 run lead. As long as you can attack the zone and not have to nibble and think that, you know, if you give up a run, you're going to lose a baseball game. That's the point, right, is if you can have an 8-pitch walk, pass the baton to a dude that can simplify it, get the pitch that he's looking for, don't miss it. You can give your pitching staff some breathing room. That's exactly what happened.
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590, David in Kitchener. What's up, David? Hello, David.
Hello. So, I yelled at my TV a lot tonight, particularly in the third inning, because the third inning was the past, present, and future, I hope, of this season. You have Kirk coming up, and he hits a check swing double. Like, that's the balls that have been falling in. And I yelled at – when he went to second, I went, there's no way he's going to get there. And I screamed. I then screamed when he got thrown out at third. And hopefully that's the present and past done. And moving forward, it's somebody coming up like Vladdy did and having that big hit. And hopefully that's the future. But I'm enjoying the ride. And again, like a check swing double, really? What a game.
Appreciate the call, David. Yeah, I'm not certain where to go with that. I would really much rather enjoy an 8-0 win, to be honest. But that's the kind of ride I want to see right now from this team. I think most people have felt all along that when you look at where this team is and what it needs to do to get into the playoffs, you know, keeping in mind that this year wasn't about getting in the playoffs. This year was about winning the AL and going to the World Series. But at any rate, we've all kind of thought that one of the things that has to happen for the Jays to get in is Vladdy's got to, if not necessarily carry the team, he's got to start having an impact on games, an offensive impact on games in some form. Two games in a row with home runs. One of them, yes, was in a losing cause, but two games in a row with home runs, maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, he's got better separation. I mean, I think it's unfair to ask Vladdy to do that. I mean, we've been asking Vladdy to do that all year. I've been in that camp probably leading that. It's just probably not fair, right? It's, I think, top of the order, right? Again, you got to give Bo credit. He had the 8-pitch walk. He fouled off some tough pitches. He was trying to go the other way, which is what you do when you do get to two strikes. You battle, you fight, you pass the baton. If you can't get a hit, you walk, you let the next guy try and get it done. I think that's sort of where they're at. The Kirky thing, look, the at second base, you have to go there. Like, that's, you know, that's the job of the hitter, which is Varsho, to hit behind the runner. It's just because you're slow doesn't give you doesn't make it okay for you not to have enough effort to get a lead, get a bigger secondary lead, have better jumps, make it to the base you're supposed to make it to. He's slow. That doesn't mean you can't be a good base runner. Like, you got to make up ground some way. Doing it flat-footed, I think we've seen enough of that, right? And not running balls out when you hit a ball, a jam shot to the pitcher. Look, there's no excuse for that. You can be slow as you want to be. But the effort part of it this time of the year, the way your team has looked offensively, and quite frankly, the way you have not looked all season offensively, that part of it, I just think there's no excuse for it, right? It's,
yeah, I've said, and I know people have got this thing about Alejandro Kirk. I guess they find him cuddly. I don't know, but I mean, I'm done. It's impossible to manage Alejandro Kirk. I mean, it is. There's nothing you can do when he gets on base but hope that the next dude up hits a home run. I mean, seriously, that's basically all you can do. And that's, you know, those are the cards the Jays have been dealt. They don't have Danny Jansen. It's Heinemann and Kirk going forward. Kirk does a nice job behind the plate. That's what all the analytics say. So you take that and just kind of pray that he stays out of the way in the base pass. I mean, that's pretty much it. But tonight we saw on two occasions, I mean, that lack of effort going to first base.
That's a joke.
But that was,
especially people from like myself, who was basically the 26th guy when they had 25-man rosters. And if I did that, you'd never see me in the big leagues again. Yeah, it's a joke. Like, there's some things that you could come on here and make excuses for. That's not one of them.
No.
Like,
I mean,
there's no excuse for not giving effort. We all understand you're turtle slow. But that doesn't mean you can't give everything you can give running down the baseline. You basically, if you hit four ground balls, you'd have to do it four times a game. You're telling me you can't do that? If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in the big leagues. It's for me anyway. I'm pretty passionate about this because the last little part of the time that I was in the big leagues is because I was a good base runner, and I had enough baseball IQ to do everything that needed to be done to take the extra base, get to the base I was supposed to get to. And then when you see that, yeah, I got –
Here's the thing. I'm with you when it comes to that. I mean, here's the thing. If you're slow and you know you're slow, you're painfully slow, but your manager's putting you out there day after day after day, it's up to you to figure out how to do what you got to do to at least get out of the way. And
put your head down and run as
if I'm Alejandro Kirk and I've got Brian Baio basically taking a jump shot from the pitcher's mound to lob the ball over to the first baseman, I'd be embarrassed.
That's a great word.
You know, I'd be embarrassed. You know, maybe the dude's wearing down. It's possible. He's played a lot of baseball now. Hey, it's possible. You know, I mean, we talked about it, right? We talked about it. You're beginning to see a reason, I think, that nobody else in baseball would trade for Alejandro Kirk. I think they see what we see. It's liability, offensively at least. But anyhow.
Yeah, stay positive. They won 3-0.
They won 3-0.
We set our piece and – we're going to move on.
It was a bad look, though.
It was, absolutely.
And it's the type of bad look that if this game had gone sideways, anyhow. John Schneider was asked about what he saw from Vladdy Jr. today compared to the past 2 months, I guess.
Pitch selection, you know, it's funny, the same exact situation today as yesterday with two guys on, two out, you know, and fastball today was just a little bit lower in the zone. His timing looks a little bit better and, you know, his takes look a little bit better. But again, it's not just, I mean, a huge homer from him today and not to be overlooked was Bo's at bat before him when he has a 3-2 walk to get to that point. So I think that's the thing we're talking about, to where it doesn't have to be Vlad or Bo or George. You know, it's everyone kind of doing their thing. So I think Bo's at bat was huge before Vladdy, but his timing definitely looks better.
That is John Schneider talking about Vladdy Jr.
Jeff, sometimes hard work pays off. I mean, we saw him on the field that one time, and all he was thinking about is hitting line drive to right field. Maybe it gave him length. Maybe that's why the little separation that he's getting again that you need. It's like George Springer at the beginning of the season was rushed. Everything was coming with his hands. He was out and around hitting a bunch of ground balls. When he started getting the foot down, staying balanced, head behind the baseball, having good rotation, ball tends to go to all parts of the field. Maybe that little hard work on the field, seeing the ball with backspin going to right field, kept him in the big part of the field with length, gives him a chance to hit the balls he's supposed to be hitting.
Daryl and Whitby. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Better than last night and the night before, the night before that, and the night before that, and last Friday, and last Thursday, and the night before that, and the night before that.
Be nice.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to talk about, I mean, the way it's been going this year. We know the Jays have been inconsistent pretty well all year, and you can only go as far as your starting pitching and your relief pitching is going to take you. But at some point, you got to have offense to go along with that, and they're running into – I mean, against Texas, the hitting wasn't there. Again, tonight, you get, what, four hits? It's unacceptable. I mean, they need to they want to play into October. They're going to have to start stringing more hits together than what they're doing.
You know what? I'm going to jump in here. We had Alex Anthopoulos on yesterday, and Alex was talking about the postseason. And Alex's quote was, and I know we're not in the postseason yet, but it really got me thinking. Alex said that when you get to the postseason, you're starting to face you're facing better pitching. The starters are being utilized shorter and shorter stints. Relievers are coming in earlier. Power plays in the postseason. And one of his points was when you get into the postseason, it's pretty hard to string together three consecutive hits. And looking at where the Blue Jays are right now, like, with all due respect, it would be great if they had a team-wide approach and were able to string hits together. They can't. There's nothing we have seen this year that suggests this is a team that's going to string recently that suggests this is a team that's going to string hits together. So, yeah, I kind of think this is what it is. Hopefully somebody gets on and one of the three guys in this team with some power hit a home run. That's kind of where I am with this. And yeah, I know it's not the playoffs yet, but you know what? For the Blue Jays, this is the playoffs. And the way they're hitting right now and with the lineup they have, everybody's an ace. Everybody's the best reliever in everybody's bullpen. That's just the way it is.
Right now, because of the pitching that you have, you can win a game with one good swing.
Yes.
That's what they're going to try and do.
Yeah. And, yeah, we're just going to have to get used to it, frankly.
Yeah.
And on nights like tonight, it's okay. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. 3-0, the Blue Jays have beaten the Boston Red Sox in the first game of a three-game series. Lots going on of interest in the out-of-town scoreboard, and on, for once, most of it looks pretty good for the Blue Jays. We'll get to that when we come back, and we'll get back to your calls. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Saw it turn in the offseason and when he got to spring training, really, with him being really convicted and things that he wanted to do and things that he was really good at, kind of getting back to that. But to his credit, last year he never really wavered, you know, and was accountable as hell to things that were going on. So he's been a really, really good pitcher for his entire career. But I think, you know, you saw it in spring training when he was just really confident in things that he wanted to accomplish, and it's been like that the whole year.
Yeah, Jose Berríos really has been something else for the Blue Jays. Certainly tonight, in a game that demanded a statement start from the starter. I don't know if I'd necessarily say that because the starters have been pretty good. But, you know, we've talked about how they've been on fumes a little bit lately. And Jose Berríos came out tonight, set the tone. A relatively drama-free 3-0 win over the Boston Red Sox in the first game of the three-game series. Time now for the Major League Standings Watch presented by Bet365. With Bet365, you can bet in things like player props, totals, or game outcomes across many different sports. 19-plus, play responsibly, Ontario only. I think we all need to, whatever we're doing now, stop it, stand up, and give the Naylor family a round of applause. The Cleveland Guardians are putting the boots to the Texas Rangers 12-0. Josh Naylor is 4-for-5 with 3 RBI and a couple of doubles. Bo Naylor is 1-for-5 as the Guardians have really, really tied into the Texas Rangers tonight. 12-0. That game isn't finished yet, I believe. That's in the top of the ninth. So that's certainly good news for the Blue Jays. How about your Kansas City Royals? They're leading the Houston Astros 3-1, still in the sixth inning. But the Royals are up 3-1 over the Astros in the sixth inning. The L.A. Dodgers and Seattle Mariners, they have not yet started, but that is clearly a game of significance for the Blue Jays. And, well, if you have a vested interest in the division race.
My race.
If you have a vested interest in the division race, the Baltimore Orioles beat the Rays 7. The Rays beat the Orioles 7-1 tonight. Just wanted to scare Barker a little bit.
Get it right.
The Orioles are 91-56. Tampa Bay is 92-57. It's basically a tie atop the American League. The Toronto Blue Jays 10.5 back. If we look at the wild card standings right now, again, bearing in mind that. That Texas is losing and Houston is losing and Seattle has yet to play. Those are really the teams we're focusing on. Tampa Bay is 92-57. Texas 82-64. They're about to see that six-game winning streak end. Seattle is 81-65. The Jays are now 81-67. They're a game back of Seattle at this time. So, one of those. I mean, this is what it's going to be all about. Win your game. Pray like hell that the Naylor family keeps doing this to the Texas Rangers. That I'm trying to imagine, Kevin, what the Texas Rangers must be thinking right now. They just come off a series where they outscored the Jays. What was it, 35-9? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this says any more about the Jays maybe than it does the Guardians or the Rangers. You go into Cleveland and you're getting thumped. Mm-hmm. By the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, I think it's baseball. I think that's what you were saying on our show today. That's why you got to erase it and move on as quick as possible, even if you're winning. Like, you just – it's a marathon, not a sprint. And those, right, where every single pitch and every at-bat and every ground ball and every time you run to the bases matter the way they're mattering this time of the year is – I mean, you're playing some good teams, right? I mean, Cleveland's got some pride. They're going to pitch well. They're going to do the things. They're going to have good at bats. So you're going to have to play well.
And you know what? You're playing.
It's not easy all the time.
You're playing out the string for Terry Francona, and I don't think they want. I don't think they want to be embarrassed. I think they want to give a good effort going out there. I still think with a dude like Francona, that counts a little bit. If you're the Cleveland Guardians. So, anyhow, there you go. A good night on the out-of-town scoreboard for the Blue Jays. Tony and Maple, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Great. I want to applaud both of you for saying as it is about certain players, Kirk in particular, tonight. No sugarcoating on anything, so good on you guys for that. I'm a longtime Blue Jay fan. I hope they can do well. But as a fan, like you gentlemen, I'm tired of seeing people that don't give it an effort. And, you know, some people don't want to say it. I'm a big guy myself. I enjoy to eat food. But when you're an athlete, I don't think it would hurt if you get yourself into good shape. You look at a guy like LeBron James, Tom Brady. There's a lot of guys. You wouldn't run faster. You wouldn't be less tired if you were a few pounds lighter. You know, there's no excuse for that. And if I was management, we have all the tools available, medical staff, trainers, dietitians. There's no excuse for not being in shape in today's world. So it maybe becomes like a culture thing where the club, well, lets it go. I don't think we should. If you're an athlete, be an athlete. That's
yeah.
My two sides, guys.
Yeah, Tony, I appreciate the call. I mean, here's the thing. First of all, I'm not going to get into the effort thing by and large. Tonight, I was not impressed with Alejandro Kirk's effort, whatever the reason is. I think I'm on pretty safe ground saying that. But we really got to be careful when we start talking about when we broaden the discussion beyond simply a guy maybe not running hard in one particular game. Here's the thing. I've been around baseball enough to realize that, first of all these guys are good athletes regardless of their body type. Yeah. I mean, there are skills. Like, trust me, Alejandro Kirk isn't here if he's an athlete. He's not. Now, he may not fit your idea of a perfect athlete. He may not fit my idea of a perfect athlete. Kind of fits my idea of what a perfect Jeff Blair used to be like, to be honest. But, having said that, you know, you have seen guys in this sport who've been able to have success without looking like my friend Barker here, without looking like a Adonis.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Well, you should take it. It's not often that I would. It's not often I would.
It's not true.
Drop
I'll
a Greek
it.
God. I think
I'll
he's a Greek
it.
God. Anyhow. I'm always reluctant to talk about that because there's a certain amount of athletic skill necessary to get to get to the majors. But yeah, if I go into a season and I suspect that at the very least I'm going to be catching 3 of 7 days. There's a chance I'm going to be doing that 3 of 7 days or whatever. I'm going to be catching two fifths of the rotation, whatever. I'm going to try to be in as good shape as possible. Now, I'm going to throw this out, Kevin, because something Russell Martin is to talk about. I do think, and you're probably going to bite my head off, catchers might be a little different animal. Catchers tend to lose weight a lot in the season. I mean, there have been catchers who've struggled with maintaining their weight in the season. There have been catchers who've struggled with staying fresh in the season. And I'm just throwing that out there. But I'm kind of agreeing with the caller in that, yeah, if I'm Alejandro Kirk, I expect, you know, I think I'm going to be used a lot. I got to be in better shape.
I don't care what he looks like. Can I ask you a question? Can he run faster than he ran when he hit the ball to the pitcher?
Yes or no? Yes.
Oh, well, that's all you need to know. He didn't. Like, with everything that's went on the last couple of days, the booing, you get your butt kicked by a team that you're chasing or in it against. The optics matter.
Yeah.
Put your head down. Run as fast as you can run. I'm not asking you to run as fast as Bo Bichette. Put your head down and run through the bag. you're out anyway. Like, it's – there's no – for me, there's no excuse for it. I'm not going to come on here and make excuses for that. I don't care what he looks like. Like, he is what he is. Like, it's – this is the way he thinks he can play the best for Alejandro Kirk. More power to him.
And they're paying him.
But he can put his head down and run through the first base back.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this, because you made this point when we were in – when the play happened at third base. You know you're a slow base runner.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you compensate for that? Because you mentioned –
That's real simple. Don't be flat-footed. Expect that Varsho, because he's had some ups and downs. He's going through one of those downs right now. He's going to do everything because he's a gamer, right? He'll run through a brick wall to catch a baseball. He's trying to do his best to get you to third with less than two outs. You have to play. You have to expect that. To expect that means don't be flat-footed. Get a short lead. Get a big secondary lead. That's what – I was a bigger-bodied fella. I wasn't fleet of foot, but I could give effort, and I was very smart by getting a big secondary lead and being up on my toes, being ready with momentum going towards where I wanted to end up, being flat-footed and trying to start from a stop and get where you need to go when you're super slow never, ever works. And it looks the way it looks. So, yeah, that for me gets back to that effort thing. You got to want to run the bases. You got to want to get leads. You got to want to get to third for your team. Like, there's just no excuse for it. Like, we can come on here and try to make excuses for it, but you can't. It's just there's not any. He's slow. There's been a lot of slow baseball players that can run them the
Navarro.
Right.
God, we've had them. We had the Molinas.
Don't get flat-footed. Don't get flat-footed. Get a big lead. Be up on your toes. Head towards your momentum towards where you want to end up. It's not hard. Like, it's just, and it consistently doesn't happen. And that's and then adding to the mix of not running a ball out. I mean, he didn't make it the first.
Well, he carried his bat part of the way down, so.
Yeah. I mean, they won 3-0.
Maybe that was for balance.
We don't need to be this negative.
No.
But it is, again, this
time. You won 3-0 because one of your best hitters put a good swing on a ball, and your starting pitcher was an ace, and your bullpen was great.
Lead by example. You're an everyday catcher now because the everyday catcher's hurt. Lead by example. Like, you want to be the man, you want to get paid like one of the men, run balls out. Like, you don't have to do it 15 times a game. That's all people are saying. Like, he doesn't even just put it down and give you an effort to get through the bat. That's not an effort, and especially the way your team's looked the last week, getting your butt kicked, not scoring runs. That's the whole thing here, right? Is everybody else is trying to do their part, you got to do yours too.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. 3-0, the Blue Jays have beaten the Boston Red Sox, picking up ground in the wild card race with a game still to play tonight. Mark in Oakville, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Jeff, Kevin, love you guys all the time. In the car with my son, Dave. We're on our way home from the game. Happy to see the Jays finally win one.
Yeah.
You might be a little disappointed. I'm going to echo your last caller's comments. I've been hearing all day for the last 2 days that Ross Atkins needs to get fired, John Schneider needs to get fired, the hitting coach needs to get fired. I think really the first person that needs to get fired is the nutritionist, and the second one is the conditioning coach. Kirk?
Well,
make all
okay. I'm just going to jump in here. I'm going to jump in here and say one thing about that. If you were going to criticize the folks who are involved in the conditioning program for Alejandro Kirk, then you got to give him credit for the fact that George Springer has stayed healthy for the first time in a long time.
Kevin Kiermaier.
Is playing every day. Kevin Kiermaier has stayed healthy for a long time and is playing every day. Bo Bichette's had two injuries. He's back playing every day. Vladdy, remember when Vladdy came up and we wondered whether he was going to be able to stay in the field all the time and maybe have to DH more? Plays all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that, you know, respectfully, yeah, Alejandro Kirk is going to be a flashpoint. But, you know, beyond that, this team's been healthy.
Absolutely.
This team's been healthy. Like it's been almost embarrassingly healthy, Mark, compared to other teams. Look at Texas was in here. Texas was missing a whole bunch of guys.
Cleanup hitter with 40 bombs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, Tampa. Tampa's missing a lot of guys. It's you know, listen, I get what you're saying. And yeah, there is. Look, a 3-0 win isn't going to make all the bad stuff go away. It's not. Tomorrow's, you know, less than what? How many hours away is it? Tomorrow's 2 hours away. Yeah, calamity's just around the corner. It's always just around the corner. But having said that, yeah, it's there are things that are still going to get under people's ass with this team, and that's one of it. But I think we need to be a little careful in drawing all these broad strokes, because we tend to look at one thing and we tend to overlook the fact that there has been a lot of good stuff that has gone on mm-hmm. with this team in terms of health. And frankly, that makes me, the more I talk about it, the more I get frustrated about it, because I didn't count on that. I swear to God, I didn't think Kevin Kiermaier was going to play this much.
Nope.
I thought George Springer was going to be healthier, Kevin, because he was in right field.
Sure.
That only makes sense. I still thought he was going to have a couple of DL stints. I just did, because he always does.
Been really good with him.
So, you know, and Danny Jansen, I mean, I don't know. He's got a ball magnet or something like that. I have no idea what it is. But, you know, poor old Danny Jansen. I mean, there's nothing anybody can do. There's nothing anybody can do about that.
It takes a man to stand around top of the plate, Jeff.
It certainly does. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you would think as a catcher you're getting beaten up enough as it is catching the pitches, and then you go up to the plate and, like, you don't even give yourself a break there. 3-0, the Blue Jays have beaten the Texas Rangers. The second game of this series is tomorrow at 3:07. Is it 3:07 or 4:07? 3:07? 3:07. I liked it better when they just had it at 1:30. Anyhow, 3:07 tomorrow. Sunday's the third and final game of the series against the Boston Red Sox. Again, the Blue Jays, 3-0 winners. A good night on the out-of-town scoreboard so far. They picked up some ground after losing four games to the Texas Rangers. Folks, that is really, really, really all this weekend is about. Mm-hmm. Get out of this weekend a half game back, maybe a half game up. It'll have been a success. That's kind of where we are right now. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Crown Rust Protection. New and used vehicle prices are rising and inventory is scarce. Avoid the hassle of buying prematurely by making your vehicle last longer with Crown Rust Protection. For a special summer offer on rust protection, visit crown.com today.